Notice, having therefore, brethren, boldness. Every time you see that word, to enter in, it had to be through that veil. To enter in. As it says, into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. So what does the veil represent? It represents his flesh. That's what that veil represented. When you talk about the colors, it represents his character as God in the flesh. The blue, representing, if you will, the sky. That's his deity. And then it talks there about the purple. What does that represent? Well, that's his royalty. Purple is kingly. He's not only God, but God's king. And then scarlet. What does scarlet represent? Blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So even in the very colors that were represented here, we see that it all typifies and signifies the Lord Jesus Christ. But as long as that veil stood in that temple, in that tabernacle, then it indicates that the way had not yet been opened up. There's a reason that that veil was rent in twain when the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross, because as the writer of the Hebrews tells us, that represents now a new and living way that has been opened up unto us. But it's through the veil of his flesh, and that's what it represents. Until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. This ought to tell us something right there. When was the kingdom of God established? Now, we know God's kingdom is forever, but was specifically having to do with Christ's church and with laying the foundation in his death. It was at this time, at this cross, in the cross.